And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, along the rocking Al Joseph J. Erdo. He is he's singing. It's like a Broadway musical in here. It's steamy. It's hot. Eric Reiner and the lovely Kathleen in and beyond the glass. Behind the glass, I should say. Kathleen, how are you feeling? Good? Very good. You look great. And thank you for being here. Trisha's out talking to the Butterball people,
I think. She's helping me with Butterball. There was some confusion with the time difference and all that.
And so the heads will roll on Butterball.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think it's the time difference and everything, because we scheduled this a while ago so we could secure the gift
secure
certificate.
Got it. I don't think you're on, my dear. Testing 1, 2, 3 right. On mic 4.
And wait, of course, this is It's Thanksgiving by Nicole Westbrook. Thank you very much, Nicole, for helping us celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yes. And go to Meerkat and watch Joseph dance, I believe it is.
At Breakthrough Entertainment. Yeah.
Oh, is that a fist pump?
Yeah, fist pump.
Are you a fighter?
No, fist pump. Like
yeah,
up in the air, like,
but it's a
like
fist.
Like a rave, like a bar.
What's
crawl?
A rave?
You know, Eric knows. He saw me dancing around last week.
He did?
Yeah.
And what were you wearing?
On Meerkat.
Oh, on Meerkat.
Yes.
I get it.
Oh, that's...
What?
I'm not kicked off, so it's okay. All right, so...
I was.
You were?
Yeah, I got banned from Meerkat.
Yeah.
What? How do you get banned from Meerkat?
He showed his turkey.
They banned me.
Who banned you?
Meerkat.
For what?
I have no idea. I didn't do anything.
He was playing around with a turkey neck and they didn't understand what it was.
Was it like XXX?
Yeah, I was exposing myself, Dave.
No.
He was just making a turkey.
Oh, you were making it?
No, I was playing guitar a lot.
You're not allowed to do that?
I don't know. Maybe because it was copywritten music. I don't know.
Maybe.
And so you can't ever go on again?
No, I tweeted them.
And they
let me back on.
They
helped them out, yeah.
They didn't even know why they banned me.
They didn't?
They couldn't tell me.
Maybe it was because of us. Maybe.
No, they said it was because I either did something against their terms and conditions or somebody complained about me. Those were the two issues.
Who would complain about you?
Right.
I don't know.
It's okay.
But isn't that silly that one person can complain about you?
Yeah, we don't have time because we got to get to a lot of movies right now.
Oh, yeah,
it's
sorry. Okay.
But you know, Eric is always on Meerkat, at Eric Reinert 1, and we're at Breakthrough Entertainment, so a lot of great things going on.
Cool.
But we're going to celebrate the night before right now. There's
night
a new
before.
Movie that opened up yesterday. Greg, you're on the line with us as well, right? And now he's on. Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. Okay, so the night before opened yesterday, or actually the night before yesterday, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Seth Rogen, and Anthony Mackie play friends whose yearly Christmas Eve reunion has been an annual night of debauchery and hilarity. Now that they are entering adulthood, the tradition is coming to an end, and to make it as memorable as possible, they set out to find the Nutcracker Ball, the holy grail of Christmas parties that I really hope that I can find one of these times as well. I'm going to let Dave start with his review of this movie.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's my review. Here's how I saw this movie. It's either you have loved him or hated him in previous movies, yet the night before you will love him. Who will you love? Seth Rogen. I mean, truthfully, his performance top notch as he takes you on a trip with his friends the night before Christmas. And when I say trip, I mean a trip.
So there's weed involved.
There might be.
Among other things.
His non-verbal expression, sense of timing, delivery of his funny lines will have you laughing from Christmas to Christmas, as this will certainly, I believe, become a classic Christmas must-see every year. Besides being a comedy with slapstick, the movie has touching moments with a transformational appeal to young and old, and I found that really interesting and unique in this movie. Anthony Mackie, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Seth Rogen, three best friends, great chemistry on screen, by the way, combine a non-traditional Christmas with traditional Christmas as they live out their youth for one more Christmas, despite all three are now in their 30s. The supporting cast is fantastic, with great actors such as Lizzie Kaplan, of course, from Masters of Sex, and Michael Shannon playing key roles, which would...
Mr. Green.
which really light up the Christmas tree of this movie. The movie is more a sequence of funny scenes that are well connected to the plot in the most artful way. I thought it was done beautifully. It's almost like you are there with them, whether it was at a party in a limousine or a church. It feels like you're part of the chemistry that Seth, Anthony, and Joseph have all together. This is not for kids, though, of any age, nor is it for adults that are sensitive to certain language, as this movie is a hard R. Yet despite the language, at times the movie works and is touching, funny, and full of memories that will last forever.
Sounds like a thumbs up.
Oh, big thumbs up.
You know
big
what I also give up. A thumbs up? Red Bull. That's good stuff. That's good
yeah.
stuff. Red Bull, yeah.
Yeah,
is this another segue?
No.
But I will actually, the New York Red Bulls are hot.
Yeah.
Playoff game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are we going to Greg or you?
Yeah, let's go to Greg next. Greg, what did you think of The Night Before? Because you know that Greg loves Seth Rogen.
Yes.
Well, they've called it a hard R, and there's also a hard James. But once you see the movie, we'll know what that means. Here's the thing is that, Christmas movies, before we look at Seth Rogen and those types of comedies, you know, you always look for new Christmas classics and hoping any Christmas movie that comes out could be one that you can watch next year, the year after. And the great thing with this is that you can watch it Christmas time and then any time, really, and have fun with it. Because I liked it a lot as well. And like Dave said with Seth Rogen, I mean, I think he's always funny, and I like most of his movies. But this one's just an extra standout, the way he was able to pull it together. I mean, as great as Joseph Gordon-Levitt and, Anthony Mackie are, and they were all, awesome in this as well. Seth was the standout. You know, he's the one that really, every scene he was in, you were excited to see what's next, as well as with Michael Shannon, who is great in everything he's in, even when he's in the movie for 10 seconds just carrying someone.
Yeah.
So great stuff. There's some good, cameos in this. And, as Dave said, Lizzie Kaplan is always fantastic. And Jillian Bell is in it. And, we've been seeing her a lot more. 22 Jump Street and Goosebumps. And I believe she's a writer, or used to be a writer, at least with Saturday Night Live. And for those of you that saw the interview, Randall Park has a small role, of course, who played Kim Jong-un in that. And, of course, Mindy Kaling, you can never go wrong with. So good overall cast. They did great with it. Evan Goldberg and company writing the movie. It's either the first or second movie, I think, that Goldberg's written without Seth Rogen helping write. I'm sure behind the scenes Rogen did a little, but not credited with that. Definitely raunchy, normal stuff. There's some classic funny scenes in there that you'll think about forever. But just throughout the whole movie, it's just fun. It keeps you going. Definitely the two thumbs up with this. And again, it's just something that it's not just funny, but there's just other parts to the story that you're like, oh, okay. So it doesn't just make it a kind of a goofy comedy, but it kind of has those little extra things that come out. So to me, it's similar in a way, the Super Bad to Knocked Up, where they're hilarious, raunchy, goofy stuff, but it's a movie too. They're like, okay, this is actually a really good movie.
Yeah, and of course you can go to our Facebook, BreakRadioShow.com, click on the big F. There's a picture of a very large me with Anthony Mackie from a few years ago.
Oh, great. Great actor, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I was I was about 100 pounds heavier at that time.
That's
nothing says Christmas classic like a hard R. Yeah.
What's that? A Christmas classic, a hard R Christmas classic. Yeah, you know what? I obviously like the bar crawls. I'm planning on going to the Santarchy bar crawl. That's December 12th, and we have our Santarchy show that day as well.
Wow,
we've got some crazy Christmas carols. The Night Before is one crazy Christmas party that will occasionally offend you, periodically cause laughter to the point of tears, and sometimes even sincerely move you. That balancing act that earns it a place on both of Santa's lists, naughty and nice, is its greatest attribute. Granted, the new holiday comedy is a far cry from your favorite Christmas classics of yesteryear. Yes, it is, I think, a hard R. and a hard James, which I'm going to mention again in a moment. Its particular brand of humor,
guys are obsessed.
Yeah, may hinder some viewers' enjoyment, especially where Seth Rogen's in the bathroom making a video on a cell phone. There are some comments on there that I think that might make people say, "No, I'm done with this movie." But it's also fun and festive. It enlightens us to live in the moment rather than mourning the past or fearing the future. Big thumbs up for this one. I had a blast watching it. And I have to say, that point where I was laughing to tears was when the basically what Greg is mentioning here, and we're not going to spoil it or get too graphic, but when he when Seth Rogen is sitting at the dinner table and he gets a text message, and he is were you not laughing hysterically in that scene?
Yeah, that was funny.
He's already laughing just thinking
yeah,
about
yeah,
it.
And yeah. I was laughing so hard that I was crying.
That was funny.
That never happens to me. I mean, I was wiping eyes.
Well, good, it doesn't happen to you. We're proud of you.
No, right. I don't get texts like that. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
As long as that's all you were wedding, we're okay.
Yes, right.
But that was funny.
Right. So, Greg, you were laughing pretty hard during that scene too, no?
Yes, absolutely. But hard is definitely the key word for that scene.
Yeah, yeah. So definitely go see The Night Before. And
Dave's still laughing.
Yeah, Dave's still laughing. I'm telling you, this is something you're going to laugh at hysterically. And Eric, I know you don't really like Seth Rogen. I don't like him either that well, but I did like this movie a lot, and I thought he did a great job.
Great.
And you will laugh during that scene until you are like...
Well, all the scenes, really. Yeah. They're all hysterical.
They are.
I thought I was going to hate The Interview, but I found that pretty funny.
And there are several callbacks to The Interview that, you know, Greg mentioned, you know, one of the ties, there's a few other
ties. Oh, Lizzie Kaplan, yeah.
Yeah, so definitely see The Night Before. A great, great movie, great Christmas movie, a great comedy, and it does have a nice heart there as well. And, you know, I think that it does Hannah some justice. You know, Hannah of Montana. Yeah.
Let's go ahead. Are you telling me to play that song?
Yeah, let's go ahead and play our next song.
Okay.
Of course, this is an amazing song. It's by Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball. You can cry to this song. You can run to this song. You can party to this song. It's amazing, don't you think, Greg?
It is. And one of the greatest songs of all time.
It is. And Greg, don't forget to put our contest on Facebook if you haven't already.
It just came on.
All right, great. Thank you very much. Thanks, Greg.
Oh, you're welcome. And Reinhardt, you'll like that movie. You better see it.
Thank you for getting my name correct once again.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. It's Joseph again singing on Meerkat. Maybe
as long as he's not
for
twerking,
Academy
okay?
Awards.
I know how to twerk.
I know
this
you do, but I said as long as you're
great
not.
Great. True.
Uh-oh, uh-oh,
entertainment.
Oh, no. Come on.
Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And there's the turkey pretending he's a turkey. We'll be right back. You're not.